Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. India rejects China's attempt to rename places in Indian territory, reiterates Arunachal Pradesh is an integral part of the country. U.S. President Donald Trump orders naval blockade of Strait of Hormuz after collapse of peace talks with Iran. 30 people killed in stampede in Haiti during Orthodox Easter gathering. Legendary Indian playback singer Asha Bhosle passes away at the age of 92 in Mumbai. And India concludes its campaign at Asian Wrestling Championships in Kyrgyzstan with a total of 17 medals, including 2 gold. India has categorically rejected any attempts by the Chinese side to assign fictitious names to places which form part of the territory of India. New Delhi said China should refrain from actions which inject negativity into relations and undermine efforts to create better understanding. In response to media queries regarding China giving fictitious names to places, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, such attempts by China cannot alter the undeniable reality that these places and territories, including Arunachal Pradesh, were, are and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. He further stated that these actions by the Chinese side detract from ongoing efforts to stabilize and normalize India-China bilateral ties. U.S. President Donald Trump today said the U.S. Navy would immediately begin a blockade to prevent ships from entering or leaving the Strait of Hormuz, which is a critical global energy route after U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan ended without an agreement. We have a report.
U.S. President Donald Trump's move to block Strait of Hormuz appears to be aimed at asserting strategic control over the vital waterway. In a post on social media, Mr. Trump said that he has instructed the U.S. Navy to seek and interdict every vessel in international waters that has paid a toll to Iran. He added that anyone paying an illegal toll will not have safe passage on the high seas. Earlier, both U.S. and Iran blamed each other for the failure of negotiation talks. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who led the American delegation, said Tehran's reluctance to abandon its nuclear program was one of the major sticking points. On the other hand, Iran's parliament speaker, Mohammad Baghir Ghilaf, who led the Iranian team, said it is up to the United States to decide whether it could earn our interest or not. Iran's foreign ministry accused the U.S. of making excessive and illegal demands during the talks. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita offered solemn respects on behalf of the Indian government at the 40th day mourning ceremony organized by the Iranian embassy in New Delhi. The ministry said in a social media post that India-Iran relations are anchored in deep-rooted civilizational, cultural and people-to-people ties. Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of violating the 32-hour Orthodox Easter ceasefire. Russia's defense ministry today stated that it recorded nearly 2,000 ceasefire violations by Ukrainian forces within the first 16 hours of the truce, while Ukrainian military reported that Russian forces had committed more than 2,000 violations since the ceasefire began. Hungarians are voting today in a high-stakes parliamentary election that could end Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's 16-year-old hold on power. It could potentially reshape regional politics, strain ties with Russia and send shockwaves through right-wing circles across the West, including US President Donald Trump's White House. A total of 5 parties or alliances are contesting the election. Finance ministers and central bank governors from 191 countries will gather for the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank from tomorrow. The meetings will continue till 18th of this month. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva has warned that new economic forecasts to be released this week along with the Global Financial Stability Report are likely to be revised downward due to the economic impact of ongoing conflicts. City of Seattle has become the first city government in the United States to host a life-size statue of Swami Vivekananda at the Westlake Square Park. The life-size bronze statue was jointly unveiled today by Seattle Mayor K.T. Wilson and Consul General of India in Seattle. Sharing the details in an official statement, the consulate said, "This monument is the first installation of Swami Vivekananda, which is hosted by a city government anywhere in the United States." This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Haiti, 30 people were killed in a stampede at a popular tourist site during an annual Orthodox Easter gathering. Officials said the incident occurred at the Citadelle La Ferrière, a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the northern town of Millau yesterday. The stampede began near the entrance to the site and was worsened by heavy rain. Authorities have warned that the death toll could rise further as rescue and relief operations continue. Prime Minister Alex Didier Filzeme extended condolences to the families of the victims and confirmed that an investigation has been launched with all relevant authorities mobilized to assist those affected. Legendary Indian playback singer Asha Bhosle passed away at the age of 92 in Mumbai today. Widely regarded as one of the greatest vocalists in modern Indian music, Asha Bhosle's death marks the end of an era in Bollywood music, encompassing more than 12,500 songs in different languages. Her last rites will be performed with full state honours tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi mourned the loss of celebrated singer. Foreign diplomats in India, including Australian High Commissioner Philip Green and European Union's Ambassador Herve Delphin, also joined those paying tributes to legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle. Over the years, she collaborated with a range of international pop artists. We have a report.
The celebrated singer carved her own path in the world of music. Over the course of her career, spanning more than 8 decades, Asha Bhosle was nominated for 2 Grammys and landed the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, country's top arts accolade, and also the Padma Vibhushan, the India's second highest civilian honour. Asha Bhosle's pervasive presence in Bollywood earned her the 1997 hit Corner Shop tribute, Brimful of Asha. In the early 1990s, she teamed up with Boy George and recorded a track with R.E.M.'s Michael Stipe. Meanwhile, Corner Shop's tribute to her singing gained even greater popularity after a remix by Fatboy Slim. In one of her final recordings, she collaborated with the British virtual band Gorillaz on their 2026 album, The Mountain, shaped by themes of grief, mortality and spiritual transition. The collaboration stood as a powerful closing note to her career, affirming her enduring ability to transcend boundaries of genre, geography and time. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
On to sports now. India concluded its campaign at the Asian Wrestling Championships in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today with a total of 17 medals, including 2 golds, 7 silver and 8 bronze medals. On the concluding day, Olympic medalist Aman Shaherawat won silver in men's 61 kg freestyle category, Mukul Daya won silver in the men's 86 kg freestyle category, while Dinesh secured bronze in the 125 kg division. India's Ayush Shetty secured silver medal at the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. Ayush finished as runners-up after losing to China Shi Yuki in the final by 8-21, 10-21. With this historic campaign, Ayush takes India's first men's singles silver at the Badminton Asia Championships in 61 years. In tennis, Jannik Sinner defeated Carlos Alcaraz 7-6, 6-3 in the finals of the 2026 Monte Carlo Masters at Roquebrune Cap Martin in France this evening. By clinching the title, Jannik Sinner returned to top spot in the world for the first time since November last year. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India rejects China's attempt to rename places in Indian territory, reiterates Arunachal Pradesh is an integral part of the country. U.S. President Donald Trump orders naval blockade of Strait of Hormuz after collapse of peace talks with Iran. 30 people killed in stampede in Haiti during Orthodox Easter gathering. Legendary Indian playback singer Asha Bhosle passes away at the age of 92 in Mumbai. And India concludes its campaign at Asian Wrestling Championships in Kyrgyzstan with a total of 17 medals, including 2 gold. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.